Viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, has been found in fish in northern Lake Huron and could already be in Lake Michigan. The virus doesn't harm humans, but can bleed fish to death. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says it doesn't want infected fish from the Great Lakes being brought to state fish hatcheries or private fish farms. State aquaculture veterinarian Dr. Myron Kebbis says there's already a program that requires health certificates for all live fish coming into Wisconsin from affected states and tests all fish for VHS.
But of course, fish can move in other ways, and fishermen are going to be an important part of this equation too, because today fishermen are much more mobile. Someone could be fishing yesterday in Lake Erie and be in Wisconsin today. It's going to be really important that they clean their boat and take steps to reduce the risk of spreading the disease.
Kebbis says it's reasonable to assume the VHS virus will spread into Lake Michigan, but he says he's optimistic it can be kept out of fish farms and inland lakes. The Ag Department plans to meet today with the DNR and fish farmers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.